My guest tonight on Around Cincinnati is the noted actor, producer, and author, Robert Wagner, and he's created a book that I think you'll find fascinating. It's called I Loved Her in the Movies, Memories of Hollywood's Legendary Actresses. Robert, what spurred you to tackle this subject?
Well, Larry, I've been so fortunate in my career and in my professional life, and I've met so many of these ladies that are in the book, and I've worked with most of them, and my co-author, Scott Iman, and I, we started talking about the fortune that I've had of working with all these leading ladies and about knowing a lot of these women, and we thought it would make an interesting book. And these women, as we started to investigate them, you know, they just gave us all so very much. And what it really comes down to is it's a tribute to these wonderful, wonderful women who gave us all so very, very much. And I had the fortune of working with some of them and knowing most of them.
Sounds great to me. I've been a film fan forever.
Well, are you familiar with Scott Iman, my co-author? You know, he's a tremendous historian.
I'm familiar with his name and some of his works, so yes.
Well, he's just done a book on Hank Fonda and Jimmy Stewart and their relationship. And then he did the definitive book on John Wayne. I mean, the John Wayne book, I just think, is one of his best books that he's written. And we've collaborated on three books now, and we've become very good friends. And how it started was I went to school with Irving Thalberg Jr., whose mother was Norma Shearer. And I met Norma Shearer when I was 7 years old, and I got a picture of her that was signed to me, and I still have the picture. And the picture is in the book. I kept that picture all that time. And I didn't know who Norma Shearer was, and I didn't know who Marie Antoinette was, who she was playing at the time. I didn't know who Irving Thalberg was. I didn't know anything about MGM. I was just a kid, you know, I was just a young boy. But I knew I was in the presence of something that was really very, very special. And she was. And it just, like, I got sprinkled with stardust, you know. And I started off as a kid, and I wanted to be in the movies. And then I got to meet all of these women and work with some of them. And I produced a picture with Bette Davis, and we became very close friends. And, you know, I knew Elizabeth Taylor, and I just was in proximity of all of these wonderful, wonderfully talented women, and also had the fortune of working with them. So we thought we'd put it down and see if it would be an interesting thing to be published and be written about. So Scott and I went after it, and we had a great time doing it, I must say.
Well, one of the most fascinating to me has always been Barbara Stanwyck, because she was so versatile. I mean, she could handle film noir, pre-code Warner Brothers, you name it, she could do it.
Oh, yes. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady. And I fell in love with Barbara Stanwyck. I don't know whether you know that or not. And we were together for a period of time. And it was one of the most fortunate things that ever happened to me, being a young man, being in love with a woman that was older than I was. And she was so very special and so very considerate and loving and caring for me, and it was a tremendous, tremendous time in my life. I was very fortunate for that.
And of course, you also touch on one of these one-in-a-lifetime romances. Of course, I'm speaking of you and Natalie Wood.
Oh, yeah. Well, Natalie was just, she was just such a special, marvelous, talented, loving, wonderful person. I mean, she was just so very special. Very, very special.
Well, in addition to all that, you also take the time and the trouble to give due propers to some of the great character actresses who you very seldom hear of anymore. For example, you mentioned Eve Arden, Thelma Ritter.
Maureen Stapleton, she was wonderful. Natalie and I both worked with her. Yeah, those ladies, they had such great talent. Thelma was such a wonderful talent, great sense of humor. Wonderful fun to be around, and fortunate for me to be in presence of that, you know, and to take me to take that in. And very impressive, made a tremendous impression on my life.
Well, another thing you did in your book, which really impressed me, is, yeah, everybody knows who Katharine Hepburn and Marilyn Monroe are, but you picked out what I like to call the three J's, Jean Arthur, Jean Peters, and Joan Blondell, which I thought
Yeah. Isn't that fabulous that I knew all of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I worked with them all, you know. Jean Peters was very special. I did a picture with her. She had a wonderful talent. You know, she hung up her tap shoes, as you know, when she got involved with Howard Hughes, and that was the end of her career. But Jean Arthur, I never worked with her, but wasn't she wonderful on the screen?
Oh, she was. And that picture in the book that you have is not one that I've ever seen before, and I thought it was just fantastic.
Yeah, Scott found that, of her sitting on the wall there. Good picture of her, yeah. She was a particular talent. She very, very special. My God. I saw her a couple of times as a kid, but she always impressed me on the screen. She had a tremendous presence.
Do you have any other books planned for the future? This was your third one you mentioned.
Yeah, this is the third one we've done. As a matter of fact, I am going in to New York to meet with my publisher and my literary agent. Scott and I have got a couple of ideas we may put together and see how they fly and how they go. And you know, the book business is a very, you got to get somebody who's really interested in the material and then get behind it. And I've had that happen with the first three. And, you know, I'm going to pitch a couple of ideas and see, but we do want to do another book together. I have a tremendous relationship with Scott. We've become very close friends and we've had a nice collaboration.
Well, I'm looking forward to anything else you may come out with because I just really enjoyed I Loved Her in the movies. Since the subtitle is Memories of Hollywood's Legendary Actresses, I'll just borrow a line from Bob Hope and say, thanks for the memories.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight, Robert. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. And I love that tag. That was good. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Robert Wagner has written a really terrific book about the great actresses in Hollywood. I Loved Her in the Movies, Memories of a Hollywood's Legendary Actresses. For any film fan, this book is a real treasure. It'd be great for Christmas. You can find a link to this book at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Larry Thomas.
Hold my